To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. The leaked draft of the U.S. Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade has become a rallying cry for some Democratic state lawmakers up for re-election this fall. Senator Sonia Juarez Lewis spoke to a crowd of abortion rights supporters outside the state capitol at a rally on Tuesday.
Our margin is 3. If you don't turn out, we lose the Senate. So the job, it's up to you now.
Colorado's Democratic State House has a larger majority. Many of the state's Republican lawmakers have shared support for the court's leaked opinion. In Colorado Springs, abortion rights supporters, including Beth Lemiseni, rallied Tuesday near City Hall.
These are basic human rights that we have to fight for every single day, and nobody can keep it going. Like, why is it so hard to fight for this basic necessity of life?
Many who oppose abortion rights in Colorado are celebrating the leaked Supreme Court opinion that may overturn Roe v. Wade. Jeff Hunt is the co-chair of the Western Conservative Summit. He says some conservatives see abortion as a state's issue, but others will now focus on banning abortion in Colorado and nationally.
We even have division within the pro-life community on this. So there are some that goes, this should be a state's. If you look at the Constitution, there's no right to life in the Constitution, so we should allow states to come up with their own opinions and laws on this. But, you know, I would like to see a constitutional amendment that protects the right to life or federal law that protects the right to life. So I'm not solely into the camp that we should just leave this to a state's issue.
And there's much more on abortion in Colorado at CPR.org. The pandemic canceled graduation at CU Boulder the past 2 years. It's back on this spring. Tomorrow, more than 9,000 graduates get their diplomas in a ceremony at CU's Folsom Field. The commencement speaker is Tom Costello from NBC News, a CU Boulder alumnus. This is CPR News and KRCC.